I see them from the corner of my eyes. They know that I'm watching. They're not there all the time. They know when I'm anxious. Then they appear, giggling, snide, insinuating. They tell me things. I tried to catch them out, snap my head to one side, but they skip away into the shadows, giggling gleefully like mischievous children. Shadows and shade are their domain, their playground. They're quick, but they don't fool me. I loved her from afar, the purest form of love, unsullied by thoughtless word or mistimed touch. I'd stand at the end of the aisle, pretending to examine the chutneys, and watch her. Hair of spun gold, eyes of deepest blue, lips soft and red. She was a living cliché, a glorious cliché. She had been chiselled from the finest clay, her nose, chin and cheekbones formed exquisitely, with loving care. And her hands, such delicate instruments, skin translucent, a suggestion of an intricate blue network beneath, fingers long and tapered, pianist's fingers, or harpist's. Occasionally, a strand of that golden hair would come loose from the band that restrained it and fall over her brow. She'd raise one hand and flick it back, not knowing the effect this simple action would have upon me. My heart rate would speed up, my breathing become ragged, and my palms would glisten with sweat. I'd have to put down the jar I was holding for fear of dropping it. I always expected them to appear at such moments, but they never did. Not there. Too brightly lit, I guess. Sometimes she was tired. She'd raise both hands to cover her face, yawn deeply into them, draw them tightly down her skin, and finish with a flourish by shaking her head. I suppose you can imagine the turmoil this caused me. Once I trembled so badly, an old lady asked me if I was all right. Who can explain why such simple, unthinking gestures should provoke such a passionate response? Who can explain love? Dr. Hassam says they're not real. A product of my imagination, he says. Dr. Hassam has a head like a coconut. It has as much dark, wispy hair on the bottom and sides as it does on top. He wears thick black glasses with lenses that magnify his eyes, and he blinks a lot, owlishly. He sucks peppermints to try to disguise the smell of tobacco on his breath. He doesn't fool me. You've been smoking, I say. He nods his head gravely, but his face remains impassive. I can't fool you, he says. They're real, I say. He shakes his head slowly. His expression does not flicker. No, he says, they're not.